This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hear that?
A little early for a beer, isn't it?
Time for a soda.
Ah, soda.
I have a healthy snack next to me here, as I always do, right? I'm the healthy snack kind of guy. That's a good one. This is, what is this? This is Monterey Jack natural cheese, dried cranberries, and caramel glazed walnuts. Does that qualify for
a
healthy snack?
Why not?
Even the caramel glaze part?
It's all right.
All right, back at it for another hour of What's on Your Mind. I love, love, love people that think of things way ahead of time. Big, hairy, audacious goals. I love that. And that Grand Farm one is one. So fun to hear about that from a great organization, Emerging Prairie. And, you know, Barry Batchelor for decades, an ag entrepreneur, innovator here in North Dakota. Pretty darn cool. So that was fun. To do last hour. Hope you enjoyed that, and we're going to continue to follow that project closely for you as well. Hope you check it out and find out more about it. We're brought to you this hour by our friends at Go Wireline. They're looking for people. Everybody's looking for people right now. So the people looking for jobs are the ones that can be a little choosy. Where do I want to work? Where do I want to live? Well, Williston and Dickinson are two great communities, number one. So there's a great community, but folks live anywhere around a 100-mile radius of those two communities and work for Go Wireline. And every once in a while, they'll hire candidates with no wireline experience. As long as they meet the qualifications and are willing to maintain the company's high standard of performance and customer service, so great opportunity to break into the business, if you're thinking about that. Or if you have experience, wireline engineers, operators, crane operators, gowireline.com/careers. One reminder, this week is the week in which we honor those that have fallen serving us in law enforcement. And there is a ceremony at 1 o'clock today that is taking place, we should remind you of, at the State Capitol, at the Great Hall. So remember that. Attend that if you can. It's for our fallen law enforcement officers. 1 o'clock today, memorial service at the state capitol in Bismarck. I know Grand Forks said something yesterday. There's events sort of all over the region. Find out where they are, where you live, and take those in. That's a very good idea. All right. So we have a couple of calls that came in during the break. I want to roll those on a variety of topics, Todd, if you would, and then we'll open the phones back up at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We had a caller last hour say, you know, let me see these farmers. I want to see their books. Show me how much is coming in. Show me how much is going on. I don't necessarily buy. Well, that's kind of open up a hornet's nest to folks not only willing to open up their books, but also open up a can of something or another. Whoop, what is it called? I forget now. And show you the real deal. So, we have some response to that by text as well, but a couple of calls we haven't gotten to, Todd, so go ahead and roll those first here.
Yeah, I have another comment on your talk show there. I'm listening to the radio today. I really like your talk show. I really do. And today I'm on the road, so just kind of listening. And I want to make a comment on the abortion and not having the protection for the all that other stuff. Walmart sells the day after pill right on the counter. Now, if you have sex and you don't want to have the baby, the day after pill is available. So I just kind of wanted to give you that comment so that way you know there is alternatives.
Yeah, although they sicken me to the core. But there, you know, there are alternatives. Go watch the movie Unplanned if you get the chance. If you haven't seen it, please see this movie. No matter what your viewpoint is on the pro-life issue, pro-choice issue, whatever you want to call it, go see it. Okay? Go see it. Take it in. and walk a mile in somebody's shoes that lived, breathed, sleep, and, you know, couldn't get enough of Planned Parenthood and what they did. You know, Planned Parenthood Clinic Director of the Year and getting awards and the whole deal. And just at one point said no more. It's really an incredible story. And to see what she had gone through herself and everything else. You know, it really is. There's a group called PALS that makes the rounds around North Dakota and Minnesota. And they are, I forget the acronym, but it's post-abortive ladies. And they tell the story about, you know, they just did this and they thought, well, fine. But they talk about the pain that came after. I mean, like, not physical pain alone, but mental pain, just relationship, just a ton of issues, all that came out of that. So this idea that, oh, that's the way to take care of it is just, in my mind, really wrong. And some of these, you know, there's things out there that can help you think a little differently on it. Unplanned is it. It's just an incredible movie. And I still have the offer out there. If you want to go see it and you're not going to go because you don't want to spend $10 a ticket, we'll buy the ticket for you. Just send us your ticket stub. Text it in. And we'll do it. We'll send you the cashiola for it. So I'm glad this came up, I think, because of what happened in Alabama yesterday. And Alabama's, again, testing limits. North Dakota, by the way, led the way on this. Just ran into the wrong judge, wrong time, so it didn't get to where it needed to go to be challenged at a higher level. But I'd love for this ultimately to be challenged in the Supreme Court. Until I draw my dying breath, I will believe that abortion is our holocaust right now. There were people, when Jews were being put on trains, sent to concentration camps, put into gas chambers, and piled into mass graves, who looked the other way. They looked the other way during the Holocaust, when 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 million people were murdered. We're north of 50 million. We're north of 50 million since 1973. What's different? A life is a life. And you can't follow science and not say this is a life. What's different? It's wrong. It must end. It is just horrible. And at a bare minimum, we ought to be able to decide state by state what we want to have happen here. So if North Dakota says, not going to happen here, Minnesota says, it can happen here, fine. That's what the 10th Amendment's all about. I wouldn't be fine with what they're doing in Minnesota, but I'm going to stick to my knickers and say I live in North Dakota. And that answers this question, boy, coat hangers, back alley abortion, all that horrible, ridiculous arguments defending ending innocent life. So thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I'll take Bob and Williston, and then Todd, you can give me another one that called during the break. 2580550, pick up that phone and tell us what's on your mind. Bob, go ahead.
Hey, Scott, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Say, I got a comment. I farm in northwestern North Dakota. And these people calling in saying that our expenses and our inputs and stuff are too high and this and that. One thing with a farmer, we get shafted every day when other prices or other commodities go up, like fuel, chemical, fertilizer prices go up. We're the ones who have to pay that as being a farmer. But the commodity we raise, we got to take it to an elevator, and they give us what they want to for our commodity. We don't get to set the price for what we sell. This would be so easy if we could go to an elevator and say, well, my cost of productions went up 25% this year, so I need another buck and a half for my bushel of grain. Then we could even this thing out. But we can't do that. We take what they give us.
And you get a little extra kiss on a basis based on whatever the rail line decides they want to charge, right?
That too. Yeah, so there's nothing we can do about it as a farmer. We just take what they give us and be happy with it. So we got to make compromises out here in the field, try to figure out how we can make cuts to balance this thing out.
And that's what's happening. And wait it out. Are you in the camp of the president should continue to stay strong on China and get the best deal possible, even if that means you know, extending the pain in farm country, or are you of the opinion that it'd just be done right now?
No, we have to stick with it. We're in it too far now. We can't give up now. Our shirt sleeves are rolled up, and we're ready to fight, so let's take it all the way.
I appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you, Scott.
Good to talk to you. 800-228-0550. Can we squeeze in another call here, Tom?
Just a question. So many of these farmers are huge, state-of-the-art, everything. State-of-the-art houses, beautiful, everything. And there's no money in farming. Can't make it. How did they get so big? Why would they want to get bigger? Can't make it. How did they get these big farms, these big, nice farms, if there's no money in it? Just a thought.
Well, I don't know that anybody said there's no money in it. There's just big risk and big swings. And obviously you're going to have somebody that have the balance sheet to be able to do newer equipment or have a home or whatever. But that, you know, I always say the risk is the thing we always forget. The amount of risk they're putting on the table, not knowing what the price is going to be. Sometimes of inputs and certainly what they get for their crop. Thanks for the call.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Dan Mockerbradick. The North Dakota Soybean Council reminds soybean farmers to use soy biodiesel to pump up your bottom line. Biodiesel is a clean burning renewable fuel produced from domestic resources like soybeans. It can be used as a pure fuel or blended with petroleum at any percentage. Biodiesel can offer a number of performance benefits to your diesel engine, including improved fuel lubricity, prevention of premature wear and tear, protection against fuel injector and injection pump failure, less equipment downtime, and lower maintenance costs. Most importantly, biodiesel increases the value of soybeans by 63 cents per bushel. Farmers are encouraged to ask for and use biodiesel and diesel equipment. They're your soybeans. Put them to work for you. For more information about biodiesel, visit biodiesel.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm in a hurry to get things done. Oh, I rush and rush until life's no fun. All I really gotta do is live and die, but I'm in a hurry and don't know why.
Dark spot.
Don't know why.
All right, we got too many things going on here. Start that call over, Todd. This is a call that came in off the air. What did they want to say?
Hey, could we hear some Dark Side of the Moon for the bumper music? I'm on my second blunt of the day trying to keep calm over all your calls. And I've got auto steer, so I can still keep the rows straight. Thanks there, man.
Hey, we're here for you. We're here for you, okay? Did he say his second blunt of the day?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, you weren't planning on hearing that today, were
that's
you?
What they're trying to legalize.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not familiar. Not familiar with the... So the dark side of the moon...
You haven't spent enough time in the hood. We got to get you in the hood more.
Is the dark side of the moon going to help him wean himself off of this foreign substance, or what?
Well, I'm out of it.
I see. Or
I didn't realize Pink Floyd fans call it that, but okay, that's fine.
Enhance the experience. Okay, all right. We're here to help. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number on What's on Your Mind. Texter says, when you talked about Waylon Jennings, I remembered working without a net. Some want to see you fly. Some want to see you fall. How about that? Another texter. Ask your normal city boy if he's willing to stick everything he owns, his house, his savings account, his retirement fund, college fund, 401k, and another 300 grand from the bank in the dirt, just to see if Mother Nature will pull a knife on you or not. 430 wheat. Don't work. No guts, no glory. College boy, but I hope Trump kicks their butt. Okay?
Mm.
Think that means keep going, take on the Chinese. Texter says, if that guy wants to see my numbers, I'll show him. See how long he stays afloat, losing roughly 40 grand a year for the last 4 years. When did North Dakota lose respect for the farming community? It's sad. As for working conditions, it's not all sunshine and roses. Some of these people need to take a field trip. It's certainly not all bad, but it's not a luxury all day either. All right. Texter says, because those farmers probably have sidelines added to their farm, or they have oil wells, some of them anyway, are doing okay. All right. Another says, LOL, isn't a farmer allowed to have nice things?
Evidently not.
Yeah, I know by some. I think the vast majority of people get this. I started this show today with, I thought, one of the most insightful comments we've ever had about this whole situation. And, you know, it's basically equating farmers to those that serve us overseas. You know, I mean, I think the vast majority of people, they get it. They get it. They understand it. And by the way, you could say, well, I'm not in agriculture. You are in agriculture, or your job depends on agriculture if you are in probably the lion's share of the occupations in North Dakota. So there's that. All right, another Minnesota caller. We're going to go to Dalton. Tom, what's on your mind?
My concern is that, you know, we're talking about cost savings and hard times, and then I looked at, as I drove from my house through North Dakota and South Dakota, looking for one ditch that wasn't mowed, and I'm thinking the amount of money that's spent on mowing the ditches, not only in machinery, but in gas, labor, all of those costs. When I see, you know, that we're going to cut in a tile to drain a 50-square-yard wet spot in a field, and I got to cut a tile in for a mile to get through a hill, and that's tremendous cost. So I look at it from the standpoint of there really are no, not none, but too many farmers left. There's mostly agribusiness, and agribusiness is all about making, you know, pennies on an acre sometimes. So when you have 100 sections or 200 sections, it's all about cutting unit costs and keeping your input costs low to make a few cents on each unit of grain that you are able to produce. And in the process of doing that, they seem to spend a tremendous amount of money on issues and maintaining land that isn't really necessary. I mean, you spend a lot of money to put in tile for a small area just to turn it black. And the risk is negligible nowadays because of crop insurance. So there isn't anybody that doesn't have crop insurance. I would like to see more farmers and less agribusiness.
Are you just on your drainage thing, are you suggesting that that the problem is the regulation that, you know, brings the need to drain that so you can farm it? Or are you suggesting that, you know, wet land is wet land, leave it wet and don't do it?
No, they just do it in order to turn it black so that you have more acres under production so that the programs that you're signed up in, you'll get more value from that particular piece of land. So,
yeah. what's wrong with that? Isn't that, I mean, anybody in any operation, no matter what you're in, is going to want to optimize what they have to make it better, isn't it?
Right, right. And I agree with that. But when the margins are so low, I'm wondering why you spend the money in the first place. You know, any other business wouldn't spend a lot of their capital to get a return on it that is so low, in my opinion. You know, I've worked for enough manufacturers where there's a lot of process that goes into whether or not you're going to expand buying new equipment or new machinery. But we don't have a government program that's going to take the risk out of it. You talked about a lot of risk, but, you know, everywhere that I've ever worked doesn't have a government insurance policy that says, hey, if this doesn't work out for you, we'll step in and we'll, you know, give you so many cents on a dollar to make sure that you're able to run your business again next year. No one else gets that. So when you spend a lot of money to mow ditches, I mean, I was out, actually drove across about six counties looking for a ditch that wasn't mowed. And I thought the amount of labor, fuel, and machinery cost to do that has to be tremendous on a statewide level.
Tom, but, appreciate your call. I got to keep going just because I have so much going on, but I appreciate the insight. No question about it. Not sure everybody's going to agree with it, but I take your point. I take your point. I just think, you know, it's a free market goes in the direction it's going to go. I don't know how you'd accomplish what you're looking to accomplish, but I appreciate your insight. Texter says, when I was a dairy farmer and couldn't make it anymore, I quit and got a job, and it wasn't that hard to do. Lots of jobs out there. Texter says, most farmers are deep in debt, managing payments year to year during the last administration, opened up easier ways to go further in debt for farmers and small, slow way to pay it back, backing, keeping farmers under bank and government control. Trump needs to make the best deal to return farmers back to farmers. All right, Fred and Wing, who always has some good wisdom for us, but we have about 30 seconds for your wisdom today. Lay it on me, sir.
Well, one thing that my city cousin that's in the city, they, you know, I deal with this all the time. I've dealt with it when I used to work at a job. They just had animosity toward everything we were doing out here, and I don't know, I don't understand that. But one thing that they don't remember is I got 200 man hours on getting my machinery ready this spring. 200 man hours before I even plant a seed. And in the fall of the year, I put those hours in already. And if I don't make any money, I don't get paid for the hours of work that I put in. A lot of people don't understand that. If they put in an hour, they always get paid or they quit. If you have a job, the guy doesn't pay you for a week, you're gone.
And you're feeding us. The product is to feed us, so that's why we love you. Thanks. More after this on What's on Your Mind. For a few years, you've heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest, 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's nothing short of an attack on women's basic human rights and civil rights.
That's New York Democratic Senator and presidential hopeful Kirsten Gillibrand saying the Alabama Senate's approval of a bill that would ban nearly all abortions without even making exceptions for rape and incest is an outrage.
And it's something that women of America are going to have to fight against with everything they've got.
Republican Governor Kay Ivey is expected to sign it into law. The authors of the bill have said their aim is to get the bill to the U.S. Supreme Court in the hope that it will lead to the overturning of 1973's Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortion. President Trump is about to honor law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty, speaking at a Peace Officers Memorial Day service in Washington. It's part of Police Week, which runs through Saturday. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Get a $100 travel reward credit with a full synthetic oil change through October 31st, 2019. Terms apply. Visit Pennzoil.com/travel on.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If you're gonna play in Texas, you gotta have a fiddle in the band. That lead guitar is hot, but not for Louisiana man.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you today by Puckledge Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City in Puckledge, Bismarck, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Wednesday Wheels. I love Wednesday Wheels. We tell you about a great deal. They have, as I mentioned, two stores, Bismarck and Valley City. This one's at the Valley City store, a deal you won't believe. You ready? Another one-owner local trade. They're famous for those at Puckledge. It's a fresh trade-in, a 2015 Buick Enclave with the leather package. Champagne silver color, so it's beautiful. 49,000 miles is all in this thing. Unbelievable. Heated leather seats, full-size SUV. Unbelievable. And a power tailgate, backup camera, remote start, high-end wheels. So on the lot right now for $26,996. But today you can get it for $25,679. If you say, hey, Scott told me, $1,000 off. Are you kidding me? I love it. Hop online, check it out, PuckledgeValleyCity.com, or stop by the showroom and see it for yourself. And there's more like this. One owner vehicle. Save you a ton. Most of the time, they know who owned it, how they serviced it. They know the story behind the vehicle. Puckett, Chevy, Buick, GMC. They like to say, you drive, we'll ride with you. I kind of like that. 721 West Main in Valley City or online. Puckett.com, PuckettValleyCity.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy. There you go. Did we have a call we didn't get to off air, Todd, yet? Was there one more that you wanted me to play?
Don't have much time to talk. I'm up to my eyeballs at work today. But here's a couple of songs for you from the Oak Ridge Boys. One's called Thank God for Kids, and another one is called American Made. Try that one for Alabama. And I mean, like, Thank God for Kids, I think is pretty pertinent, especially with the law that they passed and all that. I mean, it's just... It just seems bright somehow. You have a nice day. God bless you and your crew out there, and take it easy, okay? Bye-bye.
Love our listeners. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. And I love the Oak Ridge Boys, too. I've met all the Oak Ridge Boys. I used to be country for a while, you know. I was a country kind of guy. And they're just gems. They're just gems. I remember when Carl Wolf was inducted into the NERSC Hall of Fame at Minot. You know, Carl, every time I talked to him, would always rave about his Norwegian heritage. And so, long story short, we kind of planted a seed with then Governor Hoven, and ultimately he was put in the Hall of Fame up at the North Coast. So he came in, did a little book signing here, and then we took him over to Minot and went out there. And he said, come on, I'm going to go talk to the Oak Ridge Boys. Wayne Stengem was along, too, because Wayne and Carl were actually college Republican cohorts back in their college days. And the Oak Ridge Boys are solid conservatives. Let me put it that way. They were not a big fan of President Obama. So it was hilarious. It was a good time back there chatting with them and having a grand old time. Chris Berg is here from Point of View. You watch him at 6:30 on KX4. You watch him at 9:30 on West Dakota Fox every evening. And on Wednesdays, he graces us in studio to banter about the news of the day. Hello, sir. How are you?
Good morning. Kev, I kind of want to hear a little thank God I'm a country boy from Scott, since he said he was country at one point, don't you?
No, I was a little country. I was spinning the country tunes.
I don't believe that.
97 KW, what was it? Kicker. Kicker. KYCK.
Kicking country.
Kicking country. Yeah, exactly right. Yep. The farms, there you go. That's me. That's me. I like country music because it's the closest thing to describe what we are in this part of the world, you know?
I bet.
Just good old salt of the earth folks, you know? Sorry. You're joking. You're laughing about that.
Only because you had a previous caller that talked about what he was doing, I think, in the tractor or the combine. That's
still staying with you?
Well, and then, you know, we had Todd, the radio god, talk about, hey, you haven't been hanging on the hood enough, apparently, Scott, to not know those terms. So you have a good mix here in our area.
We have a very good mix. Yes, exactly right. If you have a question or comment for Mr. Berg, you can certainly throw it our way at 701-258-0550. I want to start by talking about the border, because you and I have been probably on that issue more than any other. Over the sweep of the last year or so. And I have, on behalf of our listeners, been poking away with the Army Corps of Engineers. And after an interview that I did with General Semonite, head of the Corps, he said, his staff followed up and said, look, if you have questions, here's the people you should talk to. So gave me the contact information, and one of the gentlemen that I ended up interacting with was a fellow by the name of Major General Mike Hoskin. And he is the chief of contracting for the Corps. And I call him regularly. I, you know, ask my questions. He gives them back. And it's basically, I got a text yesterday. Somebody said, where are we at with the border? I want to know, right? So it reminded me, I'm going to give him a call and find out, get an update. And a couple of things he told me that I think people will see as good news. One, there was a protest. And you reported this as well. And the protest basically said, okay, something was not right here. This was not fair. So they started over and they rebid that. So, you know, that possibly could end up being some work. Number two is they put together a new plan to when projects are funded, they have a pool ready to go to do the work. So in other words, the second they get the money, those people are good to go. And there's a new $5 billion fund that's been set up, $5 billion. And as they get money to complete that, which evidently is coming fairly soon here, then there will be 12 contractors that will pick from, and Fisher is one of those. They also are reviewing their unsolicited bid, which they aired by not getting at the Corps of Engineers. It was with the DHS. It did go into DHS, but it never got to the Corps. So the Corps said they didn't bid. One time when I called, they said, well, they didn't bid. I said, I know they bid. Well, they bid, but it went a different place. So it's the left hand not knowing what the right hand is doing. And finally, and this is probably the biggest news, is this week, Fisher Industries is building wall for We Build the Wall. The private entity, if you remember, go back to the GoFundMe account. It's about a $4 million job that they basically did for cost just to help these folks out, but they're building wall. And it'll be another demonstration of what's going on, because there are some people, Brian Colfage has been part of this. We've talked to him. Also, Chris Kobach, former Secretary of State in Kansas, close to the president. As well as Steve Bannon is part of this group. And they're getting serious about going on to raise the money and do this privately. So right now, Fisher Industries is working for them. They are building a wall. It is happening this weekend. Dollars went into their bank account yesterday. This is tracking. And they actually are prepping now and turning dirt beginning this weekend and going to have this project done in a nanosecond. So there's a little bit of an update. What do you think?
I love it. I mean, it's going to be exciting to watch that thing get built. And I've been talking to Tommy, you know, here and there about it. And I said, Tommy, if I were you, what I'd love to see you do, because if you've seen these steel barriers, these bollards, if you will, you know, there's that sort of anti-climb piece at the very top of these walls, is what we'll call them. It's about 5 feet, right? I said, Tommy, please, Trump will love this. Just paint Trump on top and have it gold plated, and you will get the contract.
Oh my goodness! You know, I just remain frustrated, like our listeners do. That they want it done, and I really see the swamp, and I've really detected this from our conversation with the president at the White House when you and I were in the diplomatic room getting ready for each of our interviews. He does not trust everybody around him. There are people that don't want to build this wall around him. And our audience wants the wall built. They want it done. They want them to be able to say mission accomplished. And there's people trying to stop that. So it takes voices like people here to say, okay, there's a company here that can do it. Get it done. Well, they don't have any former Corps officials with her, so they all of a sudden don't get any jobs, you know. But if you make enough noise, these things happen. Now, I've been impressed, I will say this, with General Hoskin. I mean, he's an Afghanistan war veteran. I've gotten to know him a little bit and visit with him. And he seems genuinely, you know, he said, look, you know, there was questions from your audience. We sent him texts and calls and everything else about them not getting the bid. Said it wasn't fair. I looked at it. They were right. It wasn't fair. We changed that. So that's an example where we're listening. Now, here's the bad news. So this guy that's giving answers for our listeners on this issue says to me, let me give you my personal cell phone number. I said, okay, yeah, I appreciate that. He said, the reason I'm giving that to you is my retirement ceremony is tomorrow. So the guy's leaving on Friday. You know, it's like you can't make this up for crying out loud. So we'll have to find out who's behind him. But that's, you know, part of the problem, too. It's South Swamp.
But I think Senator Kramer's talked about this, you know, a bunch as well. Is look, they try to wear you out. I mean, how many people do you know, Scott, are as tenacious as Tommy Fisher, and then have got people like you or Senator Kramer or Senator Hoeven or, you know, Kelly Armstrong that continue to contact the Corps and try to move the needle? I think most people would just sort of give it up at this point.
Good point. Call waiting. David from Foreman. You're next on. What's on your mind? Go ahead, David.
Yeah, just in reference to the guy that was complaining about the road ditches being mowed, we're required to mow ditches. Otherwise, the townships and counties will mow them and then add the cost of that mowing onto our property taxes.
Yeah, now you're in Minnesota, you are?
North Dakota.
You're in North Dakota. Yeah, he was in Minnesota. I don't know what the rule there is, but yeah, somebody else has said that too. Look, we're required to mow the ditches and help seeing deer in the fall and keep roads clear of snow and everything
yeah,
else.
Yeah, fence safety reasons, yep.
Yeah. And I don't know what it is in Minnesota, but that's food for thought for him for sure, David. Appreciate that.
Definitely. You bet, bye.
Texter says, listening to your program this morning, we agree. There sure is a lot of ignorance out there about farming and agriculture. Take the one guy who said we tile it just so we could work at black. 99% of the time, it already is black and is being farmed. Tiling can dramatically increase the productivity of soil that has excessive subsurface moisture. Why do you think there's holes in the bottom of a potted plant? It's to remove excess water by gravity if you overwater your plant. Why are farms getting bigger? To take advantages of economies of scale and because of new efficient technology. One comment was there were no farmers anymore, just large agribusinesses. According to the latest USDA census, 97% of our farms in the U.S. are family-owned and operated. Anyway, thought I'd share a lot of ignorance about us farmers. That's why we enjoy the conversation, because we, you know, there's always somebody out there that can, you know, give another little angle on it and address it, and so I appreciate it very much. The Corps is blowing smoke up your, it's a three-letter word here. the pool is not a new contracting vehicle. It's called IDIQ. I realize it's not new. But what is new is Fisher Industries is in the pool, all right, and that there are 12 folks, and they're certainly on the radar. So that is that's what's new. Anything on else on the border or anything else before I want to talk to you about the little Twitter war now between Eric Trump and Mayor de Blasio when we come back. This is kind of a fun one.
Well, I think something that we should talk about if we have time is that, you know, Senator Lindsey Graham dropped a new immigration bill today that's going to change asylum rules and hopefully sort of plug up what's happening from people coming. He wants to put the consulate fit to go and, you know, ask for asylum outside of the United States, which is going to be huge.
And that is very interesting. Good for Lindsey Graham. This is a product of a meeting that happened at the White House not long ago that Jared Kushner has been part of. Senator Kramer also part of it. I think Senator Kramer might have a statement out about this already. I'll see. But good point. We'll talk about that, the Twitter storm, and more. Next on What's on Your Mind.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause soil to shift, ultimately leading to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation is in need of stabilization is cracking in your walls or flooring. Let us help you protect your greatest asset. To learn more, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket, while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We're back on What's on Your Mind. We're heading for Minot next week. We'll actually be in Watford City, too. Governor Burgum will be up there. It's Governor Burgum Day in Watford City. It's actually Main Street Initiative Day, but then Watford City said, well, the governor's coming, so we're gonna call it Governor Burgum Day. So we'll
That's
be there
awesome.
On Thursday, and I'm looking forward to it. Wednesday, we'll be in Minot, and this is a neat deal. The farm credit organizations are coming together to talk about a rural community grant fund. They've got like $4 million in grants that have gone to Bakken communities since 2012. So it's a really neat deal. They do great programs, and we've been up there the last couple of years. It'll be a good time. Aaron Vetter, Claude Sem, Jeff Swanhorst will be there. He's from AgriBank, and then, of course, Claude from Farm Credit Services of North Dakota, and then Aaron Vetter from Farm Credit Services of Mandan to celebrate the Rural Community Grant Fund recipients. So join us tomorrow. I'm sorry, join us Wednesday next week, 1 week from today. As a matter of fact, back with Chris Berg from Point of View. What are you doing tonight on Point of View with the 6:30, by the way, KX4, 9:30, West Dakota Fox?
We don't know yet. I mean, there's always so much breaking news in the afternoon. That's what I appreciate you allowing me to be here with you, because there's obviously a ton to talk about in the morning. And then by the nighttime, you know, like, for example, yesterday, President Trump was in Louisiana talking about LNG.
Yeah.
LNG.
It was great.
It was fantastic. So we had a chance to chat about that. And you know, I spoke last night about what many people don't realize, Scott, and he said this yesterday, Everyone wants to say that Trump's a Putin puppet. He's the one guy that said to Angela Merkel, look, we're not going to continue to pay all this money into NATO, and then you buy energy from Russia. And that's what this LNG plant could potentially do, is move it so that they have to buy our energy and pony up on the NATO stuff.
He's speaking now at a peace officer's memorial service, too. I mean, he's just tireless. The guy is tireless. It's amazing. He's right. Look at his day yesterday. I mean, back at the White House at midnight after, you know, the events in Louisiana. And I love it because I think he's raising the bar, setting a new standard. Frank of Thief River Falls has a question for Chris Burr. Go ahead, Frank. You're up.
Well, thanks a lot. President Trump is just like a 40 hours in this week. No wonder why farmers don't make money. They do make money sometimes. But, you know, there's a lot of century farms out here. And if you haven't had the farm paid for now when you're farming it for free, there's something wrong with these farmers, right? It's right. 100 years, you should have the land paid for.
Sure, I don't think that's a stretch, but that isn't, you know, the only issue. Obviously, you're still borrowing because you're... You know, you've got to buy all the goods.
These combines are a little expensive these days.
You're buying against the land. Generally, that's the collateral. So, not sure of your question there, Frank, or point.
Well, my point was that farmers work really hard, and the farmers that haven't overspent are just okay. The guys that are driving all brand new stuff and have young farmers just starting out, they're going to be in trouble.
Yeah, as in anything. So, good point. I love all these conversations. I got to share just a little bit of this story. Yesterday, Mayor de Blasio of New York holds a press conference in Trump Tower to tout the Green New Deal. Okay? He's all rah-rah, and he's ripping the Trump Tower when he's there and everything else. So Eric Trump tweets the following. The fact that the mayor of a major city would attack an iconic organization which employs thousands of hardworking New York taxpayers for his own political gain is an abuse of power, unethical, and simply counterintuitive. Most mayors do all they can to support great businesses here in New York City. Businesses are attacked for headlines and political points, and this is the very mentality that is causing people to leave our great city in droves. Then says, if you ever think there's an initiative that would be great for New York, I'd be happy to come to City Hall and visit with you anytime, but forcing a pop-up press conference in our lobby is simply childish. Maybe one of these days we can work together. An invitation which remains open to you anytime. I wish you and our great city the best, Eric Trump. And then Mayor de Blasio sends a tweet to the president and says, Donald Trump is running scared from New York City's Green New Deal. The temper tantrum his organization threw at Trump Tower today is proof. What do you make of this?
I just think New York has lost. Look what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez did when Amazon wanted to come in.
Yeah.
She essentially scared them away. Then you got Eric Trump making the comments about what he's doing, meaning the mayor, to a great business there. And we talked about this, Scott. I think you and I did. Remember the New York Times released, he was in red for a decade and all that stuff, right?
Yep.
Back in 1995, they had a great article about him being the comeback kid, and everybody in New York loved Donald Trump. Why? Because he was paying a ton of taxes to the city.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. It's really kind of sad. We have a couple minutes left here, and I want to talk a little bit about a plan to stop the humanitarian crisis at the border. As you mentioned earlier, Lindsey Graham introducing a four-pronged proposal on a bill, actually, today that was designed to stop this crisis. Do you like his chances?
We'll see. I mean, it's got to at least get through the Senate, I would presume. But one of the things I really like is the fact that he's going to say, look, if you want to claim asylum now, go to a consulate. You can do it in Mexico. You can do it in your own country. Go there. We'll figure out, you know, how truthful and honest your fear is or whatnot. And you got to do something, because right now these people know that, hey, if I've got a child with me, it's a free pass into America.
Yeah, really, that's inhumane, the fact even that these people have to come up all the way through the border, not knowing if they're going to get in or not anyway, and present their claim. It shouldn't be at the border. You shouldn't subject people to that. If you want to be humane, as you say, do it in an orderly process in, you know, Mexico City or whatever, right?
Yeah, I mean, there are stories where they're actually recycling. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, Scott, but recycling little kids. So they would use them to get across the border, then send them back to El Salvador, Nicaragua, and then bring them back up the trek, get across the border and send them back again. And moms were doing that because it was a source of income for them.
Jared Kushner and Stephen Miller, a top Trump aide, were on Capitol Hill yesterday briefing Senate Republicans about the outlines of this bill. So that they're in the middle of it as well. Senator Kramer is too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Senator Kramer was at a meeting with a handful of senators last week where they met, but they didn't really roll out any kind of plan. But, yeah, I think it's going to be very interesting to watch. as will Point of View tonight. 9:30 West Dakota Fox, 6:30 on KX4. Thanks, Chris Berg.
Thank you, sir. It's great to be here.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow, friends. We have a busy day tomorrow. We have Lynn Helms. We have Congressman Kelly Armstrong, too. So join us. Thanks.
There's nothing like a good book. When I found Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles, a story about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. Well, it's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon says, it reads like Tom Sawyer. I couldn't agree anymore. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle, a childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. You can order online by going directly to Amazon. Makes a great gift for graduates or anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
When higher education and business become partners, great things happen. University of Mary's new Workforce Development Initiative was launched to help employers meet today's challenges to hire and keep great employees. From project management to customer service, information technology to vital soft skills, the University of Mary offers programs to fit your unique business needs. Take your business to the next level with customized employee education programs from the University of Mary. Discover more about this new initiative at umary.edu/workforce.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.